Jeremiah chapter number 1. If you have your Bible tonight, Jeremiah chapter number 1. I want to begin reading this, even if you have your place, stand on to reading of God's Word. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 4, it said, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." Bless His holy name. I want to preach just a little while this evening, if God will be my help, on this thought. The touch makes the difference. Amen. The touch makes a difference. I was thinking she was singing that, and we got that, talking about that touch as she has. Without the touch of God, everything would be for naught. But I'm glad that the touch of God, it does make a difference. God's Word, it works. We know that it does. It works in every situation, in every case, when we trust in the Lord. But I want to say, as much as God's Word works tonight, Brother Chris, God needs us, praise God, to spread His Word. God needs you and I. God uses you and I to tell people about Him. He needs a voice, you might say. I know that we don't have a lot of confidence. We feel maybe inadequate to do those things that God would have us to do. I see Jeremiah. He was the same type person. He felt inadequate to do that God would have him do. He says it right here in verse 6. He said, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." He felt inadequate to speak the words of God. Amen. But I want to say, if we'll just listen to God and be a vessel unto Him, amen, praise God, when the touch comes upon us, that we can make a difference. God will use us to make a difference all across this land. God will use us, amen, that'll touch somebody out there that needs a touch at that time. Sometimes we think that we're not the one that God wants to use. But I want to say tonight, that's a lie of the devil. God wants to use every one of us tonight for His glory, from the littlest to the biggest. All we need to do is just start bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us on an old cruel cross at Calvary, when He came and He lived and loved and bled and died for your sins and mine. Amen? So if we just begin to see this and realize that the touch does make a difference, we begin to hear the voice of God. Amen? When we begin to hear God speak, we begin to listen, God begins to reveal to us what He'd have us to have. He says here in verse 7, He said, if you'll just do what I tell you to do, what I want you to do, what I tell you to do, amen, He said, I'll do the rest. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I just want to use you. I want you to be a vessel unto me. He said, I want you to do what I ask you to do. What did He ask him to do? He said, go out and spread the word and tell people, praise what I've got to say. You say, does God have a lot to say? He has all that He needs to say to you and I, praise God, that we can take His word and apply it to our hearts so individuals can be changed. You say, preacher, how do they need to be changed? Look around you today. We need some help from the Lord. Now we've had help from Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock and every other doctor that you can think of. We're taking their children and putting them on medicines and Ritalin and everything else to try to get them to calm down and and do right, and act right, live right. But praise God, what we need is the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. Amen. When they begin to hear the Word of God and God begins to speak to them, praise God, things begin to change. And He said, all I need you to do is just be a voice unto me. Just tell them what I've got to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, how do we know? Because we read His Word, we study, we hear it in Sunday school and preach it. Amen. We go out and we tell it, praise God, just exactly what God said. Amen. God, the Bible said God's Word will not go out void, but it'll find a place settled in somebody's heart that it can help them, praise God, to be a help to someone else. Amen. That's all God wants us to be, just the best. Just go where He tells us to go. Amen. But say what He wants us to say. Amen. He said, if we just go where He wants you to go, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You'll be there when the time comes to be available to those folks. That's what He told Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I can't talk. He said, don't say that you can't, praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, that's what I told the Lord when He called me to preach. I run from it because I was always kind of backward, if you can believe that. Hey, I'd take an F in an English class so I didn't have to get up and give her a book report in front of the people. Amen. I'd make it up. I told you, teacher, I said, I'll just make it up somewhere else. Amen. But praise God, I got down on that riverbank that night when I finally, after about 4 years, I got beside myself and I said, Lord, if you'll just, He said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Amen. But Lord, I'm not able. I'm not fit. But He said, hey, listen, that's all I need you to do. Just be a vessel to me. He said, I will do the rest. Amen. Praise God. He began to open my mouth. I ain't shut up since. Amen. There's a whole lot of people who look at say amen right there. There's a lot of you, praise God. But preacher, I wish you had. Said, it seems like the older you get, the more long-winded you get. Somebody told me that a while back. Amen. They was kidding, of course, but I tell you, getting so much, I wasn't kidding. They get so much in there, praise God. Sometimes you just can't get it all out. Amen. You just want to tell people how good God's been. What thus says the Word of God, and it's so magnificent, amen. It speaks to our heart, and He said, if you'll just do what I tell you to do, go where I tell you to go, praise God. God says, I'll do the rest. You say, Pastor Jeff, what are you saying? I'm saying, we just need to have our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That He promised He would go with us and He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And He said, when you get there, He said, just say what I want you to say. Amen. Hey, He told the disciples, He said, take no thought what you say. He said, you don't have to plan it and rehearse it. Amen. Just mind the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit of God speak to your heart and just say what you need to say when you get there. Amen. If you've been saved and been born again through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, all you got to do is tell it. And we ought to be telling it everywhere we go, every time it's an opportunity. Amen. You say, preacher, we don't ever get opportunity. Hey, listen, if you're out in this world and somebody says good morning, praise God, there it is. Amen. They done opened door. You say, well, praise God. Yes, it's a good Lord. It's a wonderful Lord. A good Lord done got me up and He's blessed me. Praise the Lord. And take off in a tangent for about 30 minutes. Just tell them how good God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, people get to where they avoid you. Or they'll get in and praise God, worship with you. Amen. I like it when they just start praising the Lord with you. Next thing you know, you've had a few minutes early in the morning or starting your day, just giving God some glory. Amen. You'll be surprised how that changes your attitude for the whole day. Amen. When you get up, just praising God for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. He says, I tell Jeremiah here, the touch that I have, praise God, the touch that I put on you makes a difference. Amen. Praise God. He said, well, I'm not sufficient. I'm insufficient. But God said, I supervised your conception. Amen. He said, I was there. He said, you're saying you're not sufficient, praise God. He said, but I know what's in you. He said, I know who you are. Amen. You know, God will not ask us to do something He won't equip us to do. Do you hear what I said? He will not ask us to do, praise God, what He will not equip us to do. Amen. But He tells Jeremiah, He said, I was with you when you was conceived. He said, I supervised your conception. Amen. I was there when you was conceived in your mother's womb. And not only was I there when at your conception, supervised your conception, He said, but I was there to consecrate you, to sanctify you, praise God, unto myself. Amen. Do you realize every one of us, praise God, or God's God chose you before the foundation of the world to be one of His? You say, preacher, I don't know about that. I praise God, I do. God said, whosoever will, praise God, could be saved. God made a plan. God had a purpose. Amen. Before you was ever born, God consecrated you to Himself that one day, praise God, you might be His. Amen. Glory be to God. He loved you that much. Hey, I ought to make be enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. You ought to come out and shout, praise that God loved you. Amen. When the world didn't love you, when maybe mom and daddy didn't love you, but praise God, God did. Amen. He said, I consecrated you. Amen. Sanctified you. He said, now I'm ordaining you. Amen. I'm ordaining. He said, now I'm calling you to the ministry. See, I'm going to put you out there. I said, I'm not fit for the ministry. He said, praise God, I'll be the one to decide that. Amen. God said, I'll begin to take But he said, Lord, I'm not fit. He said, well, hey, listen. He said, you may not, but he said, I can get you where you are. What does he do? He said, what you need, Jeremiah? He said, you just need a touch. Amen. Listen, I'm glad, praise God, that there's a touch that God can give you that'll make you all different inside and out. There's a touch that God can put upon you when he lays his hands on you. Something happens to you, praise God. You'll be beside yourself inside and out, praise God. There's something that'll encourage you and stir in you. Praise God, it'll make you new, amen, for a new creature, a new vessel unto the Lord. Amen. Something big as the Holy Ghost of God. Jesus said, I can't always be around here, but I've got to go. But he said, it's expedient. But he said, I'm going to send you a comforter. Amen. A consoler. Somebody that'll be with Jesus was here with us. Now, he walked in this world. He walked with disciples. He was there with them. Amen. He went with them where they went. They walked with him day by day. But praise God, he couldn't be with He wasn't everywhere all the time. But he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to pray to Father, and he's going to send you a comforter, a consoler. He said, that one's going to be with you all the time. He's going to come into you. Praise God, he's going to kick up. What does that mean? He's going to kick off his shoes. He's going to set up housekeeping down in your soul. Praise God, and do for you whatever needs to be done for the glory of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God's going to do that for you. If you'll just give him room, praise God. What do you got to do? Amen. You just take the table of your heart, you sweep it off, clean it off, praise God, and let the Holy Ghost of God set you another table. Amen. A touch makes a difference on a heart and a life of a person. The Bible says here, he says, the Lord tells him, he said, I want you to go out and do what I want you to do. Verse 8, he says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand. Know what he did? Know what he did, Brother Billy? He touched him. Amen. The Bible said, and the Lord put forth his hand, and he touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Amen. I want to say, praise God. Jeremiah thought he couldn't, but the touch of God made a difference. When God reached to where he was and he touched his mouth, praise God, something was changed down in this old boy. Amen. Praise God. God ever reached down and touched you, cleanses you, praise God, from the inside out, there'll be a change in you. Something different will take place. We see this in Jeremiah. We see this in Isaiah. Remember Isaiah? He said, I'm a man of unclean lips and I live in a people with unclean lips. Amen. Isaiah, let me just read that to you. Isaiah chapter number 6. Isaiah chapter number 6 and verse number 5. He said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. Amen. In other words, cut off, not worthy or worth anything. He said, because I... Don't you like it when people humble themselves and just realize where we're at? If we could humble ourselves, just realize where we at, realize who we are. I want to say without God, we're nothing. But with God on our side and the Holy Ghost of God, with that touch of God on our life, he changes us forever. Amen. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Hey, you know where unclean lips come from? An unclean heart. Amen. That's where unclean lips come from. They come from an unclean heart. He said, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Amen. He said in that, verse number 7, he said then, verse number 6, he said, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. He took a live coal. Amen. It wasn't something cold. It wasn't dead, but it was a live coal from the altar of God. Praise God. The cherubim brought it down and they touched Isaiah's mouth with it, touched his lips, and they said, you're clean. Amen. Your iniquity's gone. Your sin is gone. Glory to God. He come out there shouting and praising God. Glory, giving him praise and glory because he done reached down and touched him. I remember today.
day, and God Almighty come to where I was, and He touched me. Praise His holy name. He touched me on March 1976 as a little 14-year-old boy. He come to where I was at, and He touched my heart. Praise God, help me realize just exactly how much God loved me. He loved me enough to come and save my soul from the devil's hell. He come and loved me enough, praise God, that He would touch me with His hand. Amen. You remember when God touched you? Amen. Does He ever touch you? Praise God. But quite often. Amen. The touch of God, it's real. Amen. He touched Jeremiah. He touched Isaiah, praise God, and He gave him purity. Amen. And praise the Lord. He said, I'm unclean. The Lord said, I'll touch you and I'll make you pure. Cleanse you from all of your iniquity. Bible says here He touched Jeremiah. And praise God, when He touched him, praise God, He gave him power to proclaim the gospel. Amen. But He ain't done in Daniel, praise God. He touched Daniel. Praise the Lord, Daniel chapter 8, verse 15, or verse 18. He touched Daniel, praise God, and He set him upright. When he'd laid down, he'd done fell down on his face. God Almighty reached him and got a hold of him and set him upright. Glory be to God. I'm glad we serve that same God today. Amen. Can come to where we're at. Amen. No matter what our situation, no matter what our circumstance, and He can set us upright. Amen. Praise His holy name. Came to Daniel. Daniel 8 and 18. Daniel 10 and 18. He gave him strength. The Bible says the Lord touched him and He gave him strength. Amen. You need strength, praise the Lord. You just need to touch God. Praise the Lord. You get the touch of God all over you. Next thing you know, you'll feel like Superman. Wonder Woman. Amen. Praise God. You'll get beside yourself praising the Lord. Amen. And you won't care who knows it. Amen. We give in, live in this old world, we give in. If we ain't careful, we compromise because we're afraid somebody might think we're a fanatic. Amen. Praise God if they do. Everybody we see ought to think we're a fanatic for Jesus. Amen. Just praise Him, give Him glory everywhere we go. But He touched Isaiah, He touched Jeremiah, He touched Daniel. Several times the Bible said He touched Daniel. Daniel chapter 10, verse 15, 16 said He opened His mouth for the ministry. When He touched Him, praise God, His mouth was loosed and He began to praise God. Began to give glory to God. Amen. Lifted up and magnifying His name. Amen. The touch that makes a difference. It's the difference between success and failure. Amen. The touch of God. Hello. Now listen to me. It's the difference. It makes the difference between success and failure as a child of God. We've got to have the touch of God on our lives. Amen. A closeness, a relationship with Him. I told you this morning, say so many people I've been running into here lately that are lost without God. They have an intellectual knowledge, but no heart knowledge. In other words, they've never been born again. Oh, they're looking for heaven. They want to go. But they're scared to death of dying. Amen. Scared to death. Amen. Because they have a head knowledge, but not a heart knowledge. They don't know that Jesus Christ loves you and He saved you. And He saved you for Himself. Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, He's going to swoop down to scoop us up. Take us home to be with Him. And then we'll all be together forever. There'll be no parting or sadness. There'll be no crying or tears. Praise God. They'll just be rejoicing and giving God glory all through eternity. World without end. It's not just going to be a day, praise God, but it'll be an endless day. Never have to worry about the night. Amen. Boy, I tell you, and when I was a little old young, about your size, I used to thank God, amen, I'd get out and get to playing ball, and it always tore me up because it always got dark too early. Amen. Don't get you and your playing, having a good time, it seems like it always gets dark too early. But I want to say, glory God, listen, when we get to heaven, I praise God, it's going to be a constant, endless day. I praise God, every time you pass on the street, you'll look at each one, Brother Scott, and I'll say, good morning, brother. Amen. Good morning, Brother Chris. How you doing today? And I'll see you praise God, a little while later, and I'll say, hey, how you doing? Good morning, praise God, because there'll be no night over there, and there'll be no darkness at all, because when you're in the presence of a holy God, in the touch of God, in the presence of God, all darkness has to flee. I'm glad I'm going to a place where there ain't no darkness, no sadness at all. Amen. A place of rejoicing in the presence of God. Me and Mia has been trying to get to go fishing again. I told her this evening, I said, yeah, I said, we need to try to get out and go one day and go fishing again. Amen. But it doesn't seem like there's enough hours in the day. Amen. But maybe when we get up there, praise God, we can go fishing for about 10 years. Amen. We'll be able to fish for as long as we want to, praise God. Amen. Glory. Can you imagine? maybe having Jesus just stroll up beside you and cast a line. Amen. Praise God. Pull up beside you, Brother Chris, and say, hey, cast it on the right side. Amen. Say, glory to God, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise your holy name. I cast it on the right side, Brother Robert, when I cast it on you. Amen. I ain't been the same since. And boy, we get so excited about who we are, where we are, and who He is. Praise God that we'll take a spell. Amen. He said, preacher, you think crazy. That's all right. Just leave me alone. I'm crazy about Jesus. I got a hope and a promise today because the touch of God, praise God's on my life. Amen. The touch makes a difference. Bless His holy name. So we see that touch. Amen. The call of God and the touch of God. Amen. They've got to go together. Amen. They've got to go together. The call of God and the touch of God have to go together or we fail. You know why people are failing so miserably? Amen. Because we've got a call from God, but we don't have a touch of God. Amen. We need to have the call and we need to have the touch. Amen. That tug from heaven, praise God. But praise God, with that call from heaven, amen, we've got to have the touch from heaven too. But you know what's wrong with the world today? I'm afraid we're scared to death of the touch. Amen. Fear, we're afraid of what we might have to do, what we might have to give up, what God might do with us if we just pay attention to His touch. Amen. But the touch of God, praise God, it makes a difference in your life. Amen. We ought to just follow God. Jeremiah said, Lord, I ain't able. So I'm just like a little child. He said, praise God. Don't call yourself a little child, praise God, because you're a special child in the eyes of God. Amen. One that I've called to use. Praise God. He said, I just need you to be a voice. Amen. We need to hear the Lord when He's speaking to us. Amen. And He says we need to see the Lord, that we can be God's servants. God's servants, amen, open their, praise God, they open their ears, they hear, then they'll open their eyes, they'll see. And what we'll see is what needs to be done all around us. The Bible says that without a vision, the people perish. Amen. Without a vision, the people perish. We need to have a vision. Amen. We need to see what needs to be done. We need to see that the gospel needs to go out. We need to see that people need to be told about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God's a watching over us. He's watching over His Word. Amen. He's told us exactly, praise God. And He wants to perform it. Amen. Perform what He says. God wants to. But He needs some vessels. Amen. You say, what are you saying? Our job is to see and proclaim what God's done, what God's doing, and what God wants to do. That's your and I's job. Your and my job is to see. Amen. We hear and we see and we begin to proclaim it. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what God's called us to do. To see God's plan. Amen. To see people needing God's plan and proclaim the plan. Say, God loves you and He wants to save you. He wants to take you to heaven. Praise God. He wants to love on you. Amen. Praise God. We got to be able to proclaim it. We got to be willing to proclaim what God's got for them. Amen. You say, well, what's God's job? God's job is performance. Amen. God's job is to perform that, praise God, that He's promised. To make it happen. So we hear what God says, and we see what God says, what God wants us to do, what God wants us to be. We answer that calling, praise God, through the touch of God on our lives. And when we have that touch of God together with the touch, praise God, it keeps us from being failures, but it causes us to be those that accomplish God's will, that folks might be saved. Amen. So we see that we need to be hearers of the Word.
And we need to be seers of the things of God, recognizing and realizing, and then we need to be standing for what we believe, for what God's told us. Amen. If alone, if need be, amen. In this world, listen, when you go to signing up to do something for the Lord, I'm afraid there's not a whole lot of folks that's going to line up with you. But I believe there's a few here and there's a few there, praise God, that want to bring glory to His name. I think there's a few that'll come alongside you, praise God, and help you. Can you imagine Jeremiah, young Jeremiah? God calls him and he said, hey, listen, I'm just like a child. I'm not eloquent. I'm not able to do all that you're calling me to do. But God said, hey, don't you call yourself a child. He said, I am God. Besides me, there's no other. And praise God, I'll take you and I'll put you where I want you. I'll take you where I need you to be and I'll give you the words to say. Now, Jeremiah, now listen to me. He was going out to kings and dominions. Amen. He was going out to the elders. Amen. He was starting with the elders of the church. He was elders of Israel. And he was going to have to go to the kings and dominions of the land, the nations and the nations' leaders. And he was going to have to stand before them and proclaim the word of a living God. You think you're scared dead. You think you're terrified. Think about him. But praise God, he was able to hear the word of God. He could see the things of God. And he was willing to take a stand for his God. Amen. We're living a day and hour. There's not very many that's willing to take a stand. But we need to take a stand for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Willing to take a stand. To stand up. To see what God is going to perform. To see God perform, praise God, His Word and His will in a lost and a dying world. That folks might be compelled to come in. That they might be compelled to be saved. That they might come in. We've got family members. Lost loved ones, Brother Chris. We got people we work with, people that we know, acquaintances, that's lost without God. And it's our responsibility. God says that, hey, we need to touch, praise God, that we can make a difference in their lives. What kind of touch we need to teach? We need to touch the Holy Ghost. Amen. A touch with the Holy Ghost, praise God, it'll give us encouragement, having done all Paul said, to stand. Amen. To abound in the Word, praise God, to press forward for the cause of Christ. And he said, I'd give you that strength. He says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7, he said, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. He said, you want me to help you? Praise God, don't worry about them. Don't fret over them. Just get up there and tell them what I tell you. Praise God. Give them what I give you, and to God be the glory. Amen. He said, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, and against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Amen. Pray God, who can be against you? If God be for you. Amen. Praise God. Don't be afraid of what man can do to you. Praise the Lord. He said that, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord. To what? To deliver you. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, I'm going to put the touch on you. The touch is going to make a difference. I'm going to be there. There's going to be a tug in your heart. Just go out and praise and proclaim God Almighty. He said, and everything will be all right because I'll be with you. Let me tell you tonight, church, praise God. If you want to do for something for the Lord, just pray, ask Him to help you. And amen, just set out on the mission that God put on your heart. Trust and praise God, and He'll be there for you. He'll be there with you. Amen. He'll help you to accomplish that He's laid on your heart. Amen. But that touch makes a difference. That touch, that tug from heaven. Amen. That touch that we know that comes from the Holy Ghost of God stirring our hearts. Have you ever got the Lord laid something on your heart to do and you kind of get scared for a minute? Huh? I believe we all have. You kind of get scared for a minute because you've never been there before, you've never done that before, but God lays it on your heart.
And you say, oh Lord, you know, but praise God, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost of God just moves in and you just go and you go to where God have you to be, and all of a sudden you get there and the Holy Ghost of God just comes over you. Amen. And you just do exactly what God give you right there where you're at. Amen. And you get done, you go down the road, and you get somewhere down the road. Boy, you just start praising God because you don't even know where it come from. You know what that is? Brother Jeff, that's the touch of God. That's the touch that makes a difference in the hearts and minds of these people. Amen. We need that touch of God every day. Amen. That's why we ought to get up every morning. I've encouraged you, praise God, get up every morning and say, Lord, Jesus, I've not messed up. I've not sinned. I've not done anything contrary to you or your word. But in just a second, I'm going to throw these old feet out of this bed and stand up. Amen. And I'm going to need all the help I can get the rest of this day. And Lord, if you would, God, you just touch me with a touch from heaven that I can be a stepping stone. And never, ever a stumbling block. Amen. For you. And but just see what God will do. Amen. I believe at the end of the day, praise God, you'll come out shouting the victory. Amen. Sometimes we might fail. Sometimes we might stumble a little. Amen. But the touch that makes a difference, praise God, we'll start having more good days than bad for God's glory. Amen. Everything we do should be for Him, to bring glory and honor to His name. Amen. If it ain't for Him, praise God, it's not any good anyway. Amen. Everything we do should be to lift up the name of the Lord, to bring Him glory, that we might praise Him and for all that He's doing, for the touch, the tug that He has on our lives. Amen. And the touch that we have from Him makes a difference. Amen. Jeremiah said, I can't do it. But he said, but the Lord said, I can. He said, I'll give you a touch. I'll touch you. Isaiah said, Lord, I can't. I'm unclean. The people are unclean. He said, Lord, the Lord said, I'll touch you. Daniel said, I have no strength. God picked him up, set him up. Praise God, empowered him. Amen. God said, I'll touch you. I'll help you. The same God that they serve, the same God that we serve tonight. And if we'll just ask Him, praise God, ask Him to just touch us with that touch from heaven, praise God, He'll reach down, He'll touch us with that touch from heaven, praise God, and He'll heal us, He'll help us, He'll make us whole. And it's all for His glory. Amen. That He might use us, amen, right now. I don't know what we're waiting on. I hear people, well, Lord, you know, one of these days, preacher, I'm going to do this. And I'm no, if you keep that attitude, we'll never do nothing. Amen. The devil likes us to put, that's like salvation. The devil, he'd like nothing more than you put salvation off till tomorrow. And he'll try to kill you today. He'll try to take you out today. He'll try to push you out in front of a bus today. Because he don't want to see you get help. Amen. But today, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we need a touch of God upon our lives. That tug from heaven. That touch that makes a difference. It made a difference for these folks, and it'll make a difference for you and I. If we'll just let God touch us. Amen. Let him touch us. Ask Him to touch us. Ask Him to help us. Ask Him to give us that He'd have us to have, that we might receive it with thanksgiving. Amen.